guilt and worry are two things that don't seem Krishna conscious. So, do we need to give them up to practice Krishna Bhakti? Yes, we have to see what is the effect of those things on us. If we consider guilt, that is, say for example, if I am here, some wrongdoing is here and Krishna is here. So, the middle finger, thumb is Krishna, the little finger is the wrongdoing. So, guilt, or whatever word you want to use, guilt, remorse, repentance, it should come here, in between me and the wrongdoing. When I start doing that, no, I should not be doing this. Or if I had done it, I feel bad about it. So guilt is, it can be like a protector or warner at a psychological level. If something is very hot and I touch it, I feel uncomfortable. And then that feeling of discomfort or pain, it protects me from touching the hot thing. Similarly, the feeling of discomfort that we have when we are doing something which we know is wrong, that is meant to check us from doing the wrong thing. So in that sense, guilt can serve a constructive purpose which helps us to stop doing something wrong. But the mind is so cunning, or the forces of illusion are so cunning, that guilt moves from here to here. What does it mean? Instead of coming between us and the wrongdoing, guilt comes between us and Krishna. You know, I did this, therefore I am so fallen that I can't go to Krishna. After practicing Krishna Bhakti also I did this. So what is the use of practicing Krishna Bhakti? That guilt which comes between us and Krishna, that is not guilt. That is pseudo guilt. That is Maya coming in the form of guilt. And that can burden us. That can be psychologically damaging. Because we just feel I'm worthless, I'm powerless, I'm useless. And we can't do anything by that. So yes, we may have done something wrong, and if they're wrong, if they're serious wrongs, we may have to do something to rectify it. But the point is, we can't let our past wrongs restrict us forever. So the guilt, if it stops, if disheartens us from the practice of Krishna Bhakti, we understand that this is unfavorable. So what I'm saying is, rather than saying guilt is good or bad, we see what is the effect. If it is helping me stay away from things which take me away from Krishna, then the guilt is good. But if the guilt is taking me away from Krishna or keeping me away from Krishna, that is bad. So, phalena parichayate, look at the fruit. Or anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulyasya varjanam. What is favorable, accept it. So the guilt over here, between me and the wrongdoing, that is favorable. But the guilt over here, between me and Krishna, is unfavorable. So avoid it. Same way with respect to worry. Worry, the word itself has a negative connotation to it. Don't worry. People say, how to stop worrying, start living. So every word has some connotation. But when we just think beyond the connotation of the word, what does it mean? That is, I am concerned about something working out right. So when are we concerned about something? When we are emotionally invested in it. When we care for it. So if our worry is something which is because we care for something connected with Krishna, in the days, then that worry can be positive. So Srila Prabhupada was working in 1970s to get the Juhu land for building the Hare Krishna land and the temple over there. And there was a politician who was manipulating in all different ways. So one day Damal Krishna Maharaj came to Prabhupada and he said that, Prabhupada, all these land dealings, they are disturbing my mind so much that it is disturbing my japa. And Prabhupada replied, it is disturbing my japa also. What? And then Prabhupada said, your anxiety for serving Krishna will take you to Krishna. So your anxiety for serving Krishna will take you to Krishna. When Mother Yashoda sees, oh, Krishna has not come back home. Krishna has not eaten his food. She feels anxiety. But that anxiety deepens her remembrance of Krishna. Oh, when will Krishna come? Where is Krishna? What is he doing? So that anxiety is taking her closer to Krishna. Similarly for us, if we are anxious about some service working out well, and our service is our responsibility, then that shows the seriousness of our commitment to Krishna. Suppose, somebody has some Lakshmi, they distributed some books, and they got some Lakshmi, and they lose that Lakshmi. Hey, you lost the Lakshmi? Yes. You lost it? Yes. You know, I don't, that person who lost the Lakshmi says, don't worry, Krishna says, stay equipoised in loss and gain. So I am staying equipoised. Stay equipoised in loss and gain. So I am staying equipoised. I lost the Lakshmi, I am equipoised. Well, that calmness may just be because of irresponsibility. So it is, it means, I'll explain this in a different way, that say we are here and in the world there are many ups and downs which will happen. So those will cause us anxiety. Now we don't want that anxiety to overwhelm us so much that it consumes our consciousness. But our consciousness is not meant to be idle. It is meant to be ultimately offered to Krishna. It is meant to be consumed in Krishna. So if our anxiety for doing something helps us to focus and do that thing well, then that anxiety is favorable for Krishna Bhakti. But if that anxiety itself paralyzes us, then that is unfavorable. In 20-25 years ago, when I first started giving classes, I started speaking in public for Krishna's sharing Krishna's message. So I was given some guidelines by a senior devotee. The last guideline was, depend on Krishna. But in bracket was, but only after you have prepared. So, if I don't prepare anything for the class and I say I am dependent on Krishna, that is not dependence, that is irresponsibility. So, if I know I have to give a class and I consider that giving the class is a serious responsibility, and then that responsibility causes some anxiety to me, okay, you know, I should prepare properly, I should remember this point, I should prepare this flow, this example, that will actually bring absorption. So, when we consider worry, which in a positive sense, that it brings a sense of responsibility and it brings a sense of intensity, that is good. But, oh, I have to give this class and you know, what if I forget? People will think I am a fool, people will laugh at me, and then I think, I can't give this class only. I just give the service to Krishna. Then what has happened? Then that anxiety has become unfavorable. So having no anxiety is unfavorable because I will not take up responsibility. But having too much anxiety, that is also unfavorable. So how do we maintain that balance between no anxiety and too much anxiety? That is by keeping our purpose clear. My purpose is to move towards Krishna. So right now, when I am studying this message carefully, by that absorption Krishna, I am moving towards Krishna. When I will be giving the class and speaking about Krishna, that time also I am moving towards Krishna. If somehow I forget something, yes, that may be a Krishna's way to make me humble. You know, I shouldn't be so proud, I shouldn't think I am so knowledgeable. That will also take me towards Krishna. So if we keep our eyes on Krishna, then we will ensure that the anxiety takes us towards Krishna. Sometimes if we take a too big a responsibility, then that anxiety can crush us. So I'll conclude this with one point, that there is something which is in every situation, there are some things in our control and some things not in our control. If our anxiety is about all the things that are not in our control, that will be paralyzing. Oh, this will go wrong, that will go wrong, that will go wrong, that will go wrong. If before giving a class I start thinking, you know, what kind of questions people will ask? What if I can't answer those questions? Now, I can't control what kind of questions people are going to ask. I can only control how well I am preparing for the class. So if our worry is about the things that are not in our control, that will paralyze us. And that worry is unfavorable. But if my worry is about the things that are in my control, okay, you know, this is the topic I'm going to speak on and I can prepare for this. Let me prepare for this as responsibly as possible. Then that worry is favorable. So worry itself, the word worry has a negative connotation, but the idea of anxiety or responsibility or intensity, that is not unfavorable. So if it makes us focus more wholeheartedly on doing well that which is in our control, then that will take us closer to Krishna, and that is favorable. Does that answer your question? Thank you.